Yo, what up, everybody in podcast land? Good morning, good morning, good morning. All right, I want to share this thought with you for today. Hey, this is what I was thinking about. This one has been on me. But a lot of times, like, okay, so I talk about the group that I was in and how we, you know, one of our biggest inspirations was another group called New Edition. I remember when I first seen the album cover, I seen all five guys on there, and it was just, actually, before I seen the album cover, I seen the tape cassette. Some of y'all don't know what that is. That's back in the day. Back in the day when the music wasn't on your phone. You can actually hold it. I used to look at it. I used to take the cover out and read everything about it, read about the group, the label they was on, everything. But from that moment on, once I, you know, I heard the music, I loved the music, and I knew that's what I wanted to do, immediately I went to something that it didn't start right then. Actually, it goes back to when I was younger, and I used to go to Kung Fu movies. I used to go see Kung Fu movies on Saturdays with my uncle. And that is this. It's mimic the process. Copy the process. Not because I used to always look at it and be like, how do we get to where they are? I want to be like that. I want to be doing album covers. I want to have great songs. But how do you get there? And it's not necessarily by looking at what they do and dressing like they dress. And, you know, like on the album cover, they have some cars parked and the lights on and doing not copying what they do, the outcome, but finding out how they got there and copying that. And one of the things in their video, they had a video called If It Isn't Love. And the thing that it still sticks with me to this day, the whole video is about them practicing, getting ready. I mean, you're seeing them going over the choreography, going over the dance steps, some of them missing the steps, getting discouraged, going in slow motion, drinking water, towels on the face. It was the first time I seen a choreographer working with the group, getting them tight. Because I remember thinking even then, I was like, man, that's how they're so tight, because they have somebody with extra eyes on them, right? And so that, even right there, that's a side note. It's not my message, but that's a side note. Like, always have somebody in your corner that has their eyes on, that's watching you, want to make sure that your game is tight, right? Because a lot of times you try to, you know, and even in the video you can see where the boys were like, you know, they were getting tired of him, just getting up. But it's what separated them from everyone. So make sure there's somebody. Don't get discouraged with that person, whoever it is, whether it's your parents, somebody in your family, whether it's a friend. Because a lot of times when somebody's close to us, you know, we tend to take it for granted and we don't want to hear what they have to say. But that's a side note. But that's major. That's a major key. Have somebody in your life that's always tightening you up, and you can receive it and you can listen to that. It's like a coach to you. But anyway, so I was watching that video, If It Isn't Love, is all about practice. And I remember at that moment, I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to copy that process. So when I'm in practice, I want to sweat like that. I want the water bottles like that. I want to work through all the mistakes like that, because I know that if I can get that, then the results will come. If I can nail what they're doing in practice. Same thing I was saying when I was younger. Let's go to the Kung Fu movie. It was my favorite time. Me and my uncle would go. We'd catch the bus. And it was always like three or four movies back to back. I remember going into the theater when it was like daylight. Like, as soon as it opened, it was like almost dark when we come out, watching movie after movie. But the thing that stood out to me about these movies, it wasn't just how sweet the martial artists were, because they were cold. And in the movie, they always show you, like at the beginning, they'll start off showing an ultimate fight scene right there. Then they'll start taking you through the storyline. And in the storyline, you'll see in there, you know, that it'll be somebody they'll have to avenge the death of, a brother or somebody in the clan. But then in order to get, you know, they would always have to fight somebody else that's on the next level. In order to get there, they had to train and go back to practicing, and they had to grind and the process. I used to love it, whether it was building up strength or quickness or whatever it was. But that was always my favorite part, because I knew after that, it always prepares you like, oh, it's over now. They ready. You don't even have to worry about what's going to happen at the end of the movie because you could just look at them and tell how just sweet they are. You're like, oh, it's old, it's old. Because it's the process. Copy that. Now, remember, I would always go home and I would never copy the last fight scene or the first fight scene. It's always the training. I'm walking around the house like, yes, right? It's the process. So my thought for you today, listen to this podcast, is copy the process in everything that you want to do. There's somebody that has done it before you, period. There's nothing, you're not, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to create like something. I mean, you will create something new, but even in that, the principles of creating something new, somebody has done that before. And so your job, my job, is to find that person, whether it's interviews, books, whatever. Dig deep to find that process and to copy that process, because it's an ultimate life hack, right? So whatever field you're in, find the top of that field. Find the ultimate person in that field. And then don't just look at what, you know, there's an entrepreneur I listen to all the time. He's like, you know, talks about just the daily grind. His name is Gary Vee. Talks about the process. He loves the work aspect of what he does, not just the flashiness and, you know, showing the cars and the clothes and the girls and the house and all that. Not the outcome. He loves the process. So find the top of the line. And then get on that train and start copying the process, because it's the reason why that person got to where they did, because there was a process that they followed. So my thought for today is follow the process, copy the process. And that's all I got for you. Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to these podcasts. You know, it's just here to motivate, inspire, and encourage all my people out there. So, and I appreciate you so much. Like, comment, share, subscribe so you can see the notifications when they come up. All right, that's all I got for you. Have a great rest of your day. And your boy is out.